Beloved friends, greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, and a welcome to the study of the Word of God today, and our particular doctrine concerning the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever realized that the blessed theme of Christ's second coming, in power and great glory, occupies the greater part of Scripture than any other doctrine? We do not suggest it being the most important doctrine of Scripture, but it does have a more prominent mention, both in the Old as well as in the New Testament. But we would continue to listen to the perfect prophetic teacher, whoever lived upon the earth and spoke, even the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. We continue in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, and today we would consider his words relative to his visible return, as they are recorded in verses 27 through 31. May I read those words of our blessed Lord, saying, "For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." May God bless the reading of these precious words. Will you please note particularly, first of all, the return of our Lord Jesus to the earth will not be in secrecy. It will be visible to all mankind. It will come very suddenly. It will be openly. It will be a startling appearance, seen by all like the flash of lightning. For as the lightning flashes over the dark sky and strikes down upon the earth, so will it be when the Son of Man makes his appearance. And then, as you notice in verse 28, the Lord adds some significant words. "For wherever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together," as we well know, to feed upon the corpse. And certainly when we look at the word carcass, is it not symbolic of corruption and decay? And in connection with God's earthly people Israel, there will be in that day a great moral and spiritual apostasy prevailing among many of them. And those eagles represent the judgments that will fall for the destruction of the apostate state of the nation when Jesus comes. Have we not seen in a preceding study, when we referred to Zechariah chapter 13, verses 8 and 9, that only a part of Israel will be saved in that awful day of great tribulation? Yet not only that, let's not forget the apostate Gentiles will also be the victims of the Savior's righteous displeasure and judgment when he comes back to the earth. Now it is to be noted from verse 29, that blessed coming of our Lord in power and glory is going to be associated and connected by celestial phenomena and chaotic conditions in the heavens above. There is a reference to the sun, to the moon, to the stars being affected, and the very powers of the heavens being shaken. Listen. Listen to a prophecy of one in the book of Joel, chapter 3 and verse 15, very similarly saying, "The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining." Now, Joel was one of the earliest prophets, and in this very verse he quotes the physical signs relative to the second coming of Christ. And in his following verses in this chapter of Joel, chapter 3, if you were to read, He also shows that the Lord will be manifested at His coming in glory in the very midst of these wonders taking place in the heavens. Listen to the words of another prophet, Ezekiel. He also writes to say, "When I shall put thee out, God says, I will cover the heaven, I will make the stars thereof dark, I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give a light. All the bright light will I make dark over thee, and set darkness upon thy land, saith the Lord God." As you may read in Ezekiel chapter 32, verses 7 and 8. But let's read another prophet, if you please. The great prophet Isaiah said, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners out of it." Please note those words again. "He shall destroy the sinners out of it." I would not wish to be a sinner in the land and upon the earth when Jesus comes in power and great glory. And Isaiah goes on to declare, "For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine." Isaiah 13, verses 9 and 10. Here we have three prophets alone that we have mentioned. Joel, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah 2. And they all indicate the startling physical signs of darkened heavens, a shaking earth, and the manifestation of the glory of the Lord when He appears. Now this is the event which our Lord is speaking of in Matthew 24 and verse 29. Yet we go on to read verse 30. There will not only be physical signs, but there's something else. The sign of the visible coming of the Son of Man. Christ Himself will be visibly appearing in the heavens above. For we read the words, Jesus says, "Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven." My beloved, may I say, you can look up into the heavens. I may look up into the heavens even now, but I cannot see Him. I can only by faith through the Spirit know that He's there on the basis of His Word, and adore that man in the glory. But these earthly eyes cannot see Him in body. But may I repeat, when He thus appears from heaven above at His second return to the earth, yonder in the heavens above as He descends, they shall see the Son of Man coming. Yes, He will be visible to every human eye, from one end of the earth to the other. The world of mankind never saw Him when He ascended from the earth to go to heaven. Only His few disciples did that. But all the earth will see Him descend from heaven to the earth at His second coming in glory. As Revelation 1 verse 7 declares, every eye shall see Him. Not one will fail to see Him coming. My beloved, let me ask the question. If you're upon the earth in that day, lost, a rebel sinner against your Savior, what an awful feeling you will have. Oh, the terror that will fill the hearts of many. Surely they'll call upon the rocks and the mountains to fall upon them and say, "Hide us from the face of Him and from the wrath of the Lamb." Oh, my beloved, there's no escape. And this will be followed as He appears in the heavens above. It will be followed by the mourning of the tribes upon the earth. It has a special meaning without doubt to the tribes of Israel, of whom Zechariah wrote in chapter 12 and verse 10, "They shall look," said the Lord Jesus, "when I come, they shall look on me whom they pierced, and they shall mourn for him." It will bring godly repentance to the elect remnant. But he does not tarry long in the heavens when he shows himself. they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. You have in the book of Daniel the same scene recorded by the prophet. In Daniel chapter 7 and verse 14, listen to the words of the prophet Daniel. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, coming to receive the kingdom. My beloved Daniel was given the vision. Read the 7th chapter of Daniel and you'll find it there. And what a vision was given to him. What power and glory was manifested as he saw and witnessed the vision. The coming of the Lord and the King of glory. Yes, the scriptures have a wonderful and a divine unity, revealing the glory of his coming. Now let's look at verse 31 in our closing portion. His coming will be attended by a host of angels, if you please. The angels are once again mentioned in connection with the end of the age. You find it not only here in our verse of 31, but you may read in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 41. And contemporary words in the context of Matthew 13 also. The work of the angels to begin and execute the judgment of the Lord Jesus upon the ungodly earth and the ungodly wicked. And yet they will gather together the Lord's elect remnant from one end of the earth to the other when the King of Israel returns. What a day that will be! When thus the representative tribes of Israel, the remnant that will be redeemed and be restored, will be forever in their land with their king and sharing his blessed reign. My beloved friend, these words are the prophetic revelation of the future from the impeccable lips of our Lord Jesus Christ. They should certainly speak to every one of us. Then will be fulfilled the promise of the angels in Acts 1, verse 11. This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Acts 1, 11. My beloved, let me please ask you, are you ready for the Lord to come? Can you say, even so, come, Lord Jesus, even so, come today? God grant you can. Father, bring some lost sinner to the Savior now. In Jesus' name we ask, amen.